Hello, everybody. This is Jay Cooley with Rethink Tech, where we provide you news and updates to rethink your perspective on new emerging technology. In today's episode, we'll be talking about Facebook's Libra and how it was rejected by France and considered dangerous. But first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Facebook's original motto, move fast and break things, while, however, France's Prime Minister Bruno Le Maire, non merci, not our global economy, you don't. Last week on Thursday, September 13, Le Maire said in a speech at OECD Global Blockchain Policy Forum 2019, a digital currency conference, that he says Facebook's forthcoming Libra cryptocurrency as a danger to consumers and a systematic risk and a threat to France itself. Our monetary sovereignty is at risk. The existential threat seen by France and other governments that Facebook's more than 2 billion user, investor, consumer, and broader digital economy could become entangled with a risky currency that sets them up for having to bail them out. Governments include France last week and the US and EU and the UK earlier in the month have said that they might have no choice but to bail out Facebook if Libra goes off the rails since it would be too big to fail. Facebook's 29-page white paper says that the cryptocurrency created by Switzerland-based Libra Association will run as an open-source blockchain software developed by Facebook. Financial institutions include MasterCard, PayPal, and Visa will support it and doubtless profit from the venture, although Facebook is taking a leadership role for now. Le Maire, the France president, prime minister, says that besides the risk of countries having to bail out the currency if it goes under, other risk includes harder to track money laundering and terrorism financing. He urged Facebook to look at creating a separate public digital currency instead. What he told conference attendees is that I want to be very clear. In these conditions, we cannot authorize Libra's development on European soil. As far as Facebook's Libra plan goes, that's not good. Le Maire's statement comes just after a month after data protection officials from US, United Europe, and UK issued a joint statement outlining their concerns about Facebook. From that statement, here was what said. While Facebook and its Libra-focused subsidiary, Kalberi, have made broad public statements about privacy, they have failed to specifically address the information handling practices that will be in place to secure and protect personal information. So, Facebook, trust us. We can do this better than you can. Facebook's response came on Monday. In essence, it said, you're wrong. On Monday, David Marcus, co-creator of the Libra program and a Facebook executive in charge of the blockchain-based currency that governments love to hate, tweeted a thread full of lessons about money and national sovereignty. Libra is designed to be a better payment network and system running on top of the existing currencies and delivering meaningful value to consumers all over the world. Libra will be backed one-to-one by a basket of strong currencies. That means that for any unit of Libra to exist, there must be the equivalent value in its reserve. In other words, we won't be messing with the ability to create new money, he continued. As such, there is no new money creation, which will be strictly remain the power of the province of the sovereign nations. But if that makes it feel better, you can come regulate us, he said. We want you to. We also believe strongly regulatory oversight, preventing the Libra Association from deviating from its full one-to-one backing, committed its desirable. Of course, Facebook can't launch its currency without the permission of lawmakers, banks, and regulators. We will continue to engage with central banks, regulators, and lawmakers to ensure we address their concerns through Libra's designs and operations. So, perhaps Facebook should come up with a new draft of the 29-page white paper and put it out there that addresses the criticisms and concerns and flat out not on our soil bub rejection it's getting. So that's all your news for Facebook. Libra's ejection of Facebook as considered dangerous, but we'll see how dangerous Facebook's Libra really is. Currently, right now, European Union thinks that it's way too dangerous for it to be colliding and even working with, but we have a lot of partnerships and backings from, of course, banks and regulators across the globe. So will this fight turn out? Leave the comments below. Tell me what you think about Facebook Libra and what you think about European Union pushing it away and telling everybody that it's dangerous. Leave your comments below. Thank you. And that's all the news for today, folks. This is Jake Hooley from Rethink.